We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the January 22nd, 2024 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Of course. Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Do we have Councilmember Hales? Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you have the agenda for tonight's meeting, are there any motions to change? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda? Motion made by Mr. Fuller, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations this evening. Before you, you have the study session minutes of January 8th, 2024. For a recreational division update. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Now the January 8th, 2024 regular meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to nominate for reappointment to the Pension Board, Ed Dietzler.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. McMahon.
I would also like to nominate to the for reappointment to the Pension Board, Tony Westbrooks.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. McMahon.
I would like to nominate for reappointment to the Parks Commission, James Wilkie.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no swearings in tonight. And Madam Clerk, I don't believe we have any requests to speak at this time.
We have none.
Thank you very much. We do have one citizen comment that will be put in the record that was provided to Ms. Reese and council by a citizen prior to noon today. We'll now move forward. Are there any council comments at this time? Hearing none, we will move to the public hearing. We have a public hearing notice that has gone out for a liquor license at Twisted Cafe, 8109 Olive Boulevard. This hearing is now open at 6:32. Madam Clerk, are there any requests to speak on this matter?
There are none.
Did we have any written requests ahead of time?
None.
Thank you very much. Therefore, this hearing will be closed at 6:32 p.m. We'll now move forward to the consent agenda. You have three items on it, 1, 2, and 3. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this next item, item L1, asks that you consider a liquor license application for Twisted Cafe, 8109 Olive Boulevard, and I would ask Finance Director Keith Cole to brief you on this item. Mr. Cole?
Thank you, Mr. Rose. I'm a mayor, members of council. The item before you is a liquor license for Twisted Cafe at 8109 Olive Boulevard. And their application is for all kinds of intoxicating liquor by the drink retail liquor license, including Sunday liquor license. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to ask.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow.
I do have some questions, and I'm not sure. And I just wondered if the owners were here, because I wanted to find out what progress is actually being made on the building itself, on the sign that sits empty in the front, and the, just the exterior condition of the building, period. And I just wanted to find out what actual work is going to be done, because this seems so premature right now to be having this put before us when, in most cases, what we've actually seen prior to approving liquor licenses is a building that's either been renovated, open, and operating. And if you understand what I'm saying. So
yes,
I wanted to get that kind of information.
Mayor Pro Tem, we do have the owner of the property, Ms. Wilkes. And I ask her to come forward.
Good evening, and thanks for coming out and weathering the storm tonight. If you could, when you speak, if you could give your name and address and then go forward.
Lucille Wilkes. My business address is 8109 Olive Boulevard, okay. University City, Missouri.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Did you ask me something more?
Yes, ma'am. Typically, one of the things that I'm used to seeing is when a liquor license is actually put before us, and this is something that I'm probably going to have to be updated on and given additional information on. But typically, what we see is a business that's open. We see the renovations to the building. We can see the condition of the building. But in this case, you still have a building that hasn't changed in years at all. And you still have the rusted sign in the front. I mean, again, there has nothing changed exteriorly on this project at all and on this building. So I'm kind of wondering, what is the plan? What's going to happen so that I better understand why would we be approving a liquor license now when there hasn't even been work that I can see that has been done on that building at all?
Well, I'd like to invite you to the inside and see that's where we started and have completed such renovations. And we are waiting on our sign. It's made. We're waiting to receive it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know what else you mean exteriorly.
Well, the building itself, because it's looked that way for years. And that hasn't, is there any plans on changing that at all or updating that building itself? And again, I do understand you're leasing the building. Is that
exactly
correct? Yes, ma'am.
Right.
And so does the owner plan on doing any renovation to the building at all?
Well, that's the hope, but not the promise.
Okay. All right. I thank you. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Smotherson, any other questions or...
I did wonder if my colleagues had any questions, because I would actually want to make a motion on this, and that is to delay this until I'm not sure until that I think it's deemed necessary to move forward with the liquor license approval. And that's my motion.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
My name is Lamar Wilkes. I'm her son.
Yes, sir.
I've been over the property since we moved in July. We did everything that we were told we could do to the interior of the property. We fixed the signage on the outside of the property. We were waiting on our licenses for us to move forward. We have the sign already made. We were told we were not allowed to paint the building. We were told we were not allowed to fix the easement up front. We applied for the frontal property grant that you guys currently have out.
Yes,
we applied for that. They said we had to be in business before we could do that. So all those things are in motion as we speak right now.
Sure.
We can't do anything if we can't bring any type of funding in. I've power washed that thing at least 6 different times. So I've done all the cleaning on the awning out front. I've changed windows out of there. The only thing that we were told we were not to do per the inspectors was paint the building without the owner's consent.
And the owner hasn't given that.
And the owner no longer lives in the States.
Okay.
So she's being run by now by Lyco Properties, which is a rental company that is using it. And they said we have the right to do anything that the city deems we could do. That's when I applied for the grant for the frontal program that you guys currently have out there now.
Right, the facade for right, right.
We
right.
can't get that until we are officially in business. So we can't even apply for that until we are officially open as a business. So the only thing that I deemed was an eyesore was the signage. We fixed that. We moved that up to meet the standards of U-City.
Mm-hmm.
I met with the sign people here. I met with the inspectors, and they said I had to move it up 4 feet. I moved that up 4 feet. I painted the outside of it. I power washed everything. All I have left to do is paint the lines on the parking spot, and I'll be done as far as the outside. Once we take that paper down and that sign goes up, we're going to fit in with every business that's around.
But the owner, right. No, no, no. I understand that. And really, and nothing against the business, yeah, if yeah. you understand what I'm saying. But you're saying that the owner is not allowing you to even do anything to the awning, and nothing, cannot paint the building or anything, any changes at all outside.
To be honest with you, what I think is the lady who actually owns the property passed away. Her daughter now runs the property. Her daughter's 26 years old. She's just inherited 1,800 properties. So it's hard for her. After me speaking with her, after my mom speaking with her, she is really overwhelmed at this point. So we're still dealing with a real estate agent who is saying, hey, I've done my part. So you can stop calling me, but mm-hmm. that's the only person we know to call to get access done. They just approved somebody moving the back of the building of us to do taxes or signing up for.
I saw it was a campaign
without
something.
Our knowledge, and they're taking up all the parking spots. So I have to go to the real estate agent, and my mom, being the nicer of the two of us, is really being nice to the people, but they're saying they don't care because we're not open yet.
So, okay. The liquor license, does that stop you from being a business and opening up?
Yes. We're and a cafe. We're a
cafe
Subway.
Bar.
We're a Subway with a bar.
Okay.
We have an extra few things the Subway doesn't have. The main purpose of the bar is to be able to fully help us with the funding. I mean, a turkey sandwich is only going to do so much, but a turkey sandwich with a beer can help me pay rent.
Okay, my question to you is that if the number one, can we have a tour of what you've done inside?
Anytime.
And number two, is there any way that we can actually then go to the process of your signage being put up and whatever else you have to do before? Is that possible? And I'm just trying to understand because as a representative of the Third Ward in this city, I am trying to do and present this the best way that I can. And like I've said before, when BP at the corner right there at Kingsland and Olive, when they applied, they had been renovated and open. When, what's the other ones that we've talked about that have literally been open and operated and renovated? Mobile on the Run on Foresight. We can see the renovations. We can see actually what they're doing. And we've approved the liquor license in those cases. But you guys, I took a picture and I'm saying, I don't understand because what I see on the exterior doesn't make any sense. And that I don't even show that you're up and operating or open.
So we have every license that we have state, we have county.
Sure.
We have health. They've all been inside.
Sir, could you move a little closer to the microphone? Sorry. We've got folks who can't hear.
Yeah, we've moved. We've done everything to get the interior ready to force the open. I understand what you're saying when you're looking on the outside.
That's
for me, yes, it's sir. Only three things that I would deem problematic with the outside. There's no signage up.
Right.
Because our sign company, Mason Sign, said they can't come and apply for a sign if we're not approved business yet. We eventually got our business license. And then we waited another 2.5 months to get on this docket. We turned those papers in October, and we have not had the opportunity. So for me to tell the people at Mason or my mom to say, here's $2,500 for a sign, and we don't know when we're going to open. So I know what you're saying by make the property look presentable, but I know my mom is going to do everything she can to get it right. I don't think we're only three steps away. We're a sign away, and we're a wash the windows away.
Okay, and when did the sign come in?
The sign's already made. We can't apply for the sign till we become a business.
Okay, and again, I need to better understand that. And but I,
we
and
don't
I do
know
appreciate
anything
it.
About Mason's sign. I don't know right. anything about the signage. Mm-hmm. When I reached out to somebody to come and give us a bid on the sign, the lady said you must apply for a sign permit. And I seen that when I came up here downstairs, sign permit application. I can't get a sign permit till I'm a business, as far as I was told. Now, if she can apply, because I can't put a sign up, if she can apply Mason Signs on St. Charles Rock Road, if she can go in there and apply and get the sign, I'll have the sign put up ASAP. Mm-hmm. And as far as the awning goes, I power washed it. I don't know what else I can do. I was told I couldn't paint the building. I'm an Omega. I don't even like red. So for me to leave the building red is kind of hurting me too. So I don't know what more I can do other than take the brown paper off, wash the windows. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, once we do that, you see the inside, the amount of work we put in there. I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be okay with the community.
I'll let my colleague go ahead.
Mr. Clay.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Crow. Can you give an estimate based on all the factors you've articulated when you might be open and operational?
If you approve my liquor license today, I'll be open in 2 weeks.
Okay, so the things that my council colleague, my ward colleague have addressed, sign will be in place. We'll see to the degree you can, understanding you're not the owner of the building. We would see some degree of beautification, you know, again, to the degree you can of the exterior. I think both myself and my ward colleague look forward to taking a tour of the interior. So what you're saying is with a liquor license approval, you could be open in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
We spent a lot of money already.
Sure. And absolutely.
Please move a little closer to the mic. I'm sorry.
We're paying rent and it's not cheap. It's not our building. Our hands are pretty much tied as to what we can and cannot do, short of going against what she wants, and we certainly wouldn't do that.
So would it be a burden if we approve this in 2 weeks, if we brought this back and put this on the agenda for approval in 2 weeks?
Would it be a burden?
Would that be a problem? If we do that in 2 weeks, because that way we can tour better, get a better understanding of this process. But again, I'm just asking you, would that be a burden at all if we did this in 2 weeks?
That would bring happy, joy. I need to get in there and start making some money.
Okay.
And that's
all right. Put it on the docket.
It's not another 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
And you said and bring me back.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
in 2 weeks,
let me know the day you want to take your tour.
I will. And if you could leave your information.
Sure.
I would appreciate it. And we may already have it, but that's great. And I'll be in touch with you.
OK.
All right.
And you
I appreciate
Mrs. Motherson?
It. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
OK.
Thank you.
And I know him. I worked in the court system for 38 years. I know Mr. Mulligan when he was kind of a fresh lawyer.
That was a few years ago now, wasn't it? since we're peers in that.
So
now he's a respected member of the bar. How's that? I don't know that we need a motion, because there wasn't really a motion to approve, unless I'm missing it. Am I off charts here? We never had a motion to approve, so I don't know if we need a motion to continue. Can't we just leave it in abeyance till the next meeting?
Yes.
Am I correct on that, to everybody who's agreeing? Is that... Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You're right. Good. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Now we'll move forward to unfinished business. Unfinished business. Madam Clerk, we have bill number 9535. Can we have the second reading?
Bill 9535, an ordinance amending zoning code section 400.1260 of the University City Municipal Code relating to fence materials by adding provisions prohibiting tarp fences in residential and public activity PA zoning districts.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9535, an ordinance amending zoning code section 400.1260 of the University City Municipal Code relating to fence materials by adding provisions prohibiting tarp fences in residential and public activity PA zoning districts.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. The bill has passed. We have no resolutions. We have bill number 9536. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson would like to introduce. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9536, an ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as Urban Sprouts.
Thank you very much. Are there any reports from members of council on any of the commissions or any other business to be brought before the body in this particular agenda item? Hearing none, I don't believe we have any other requests to sign up. Madam Clerk, is that correct?
That is correct.
Are there any council comments this evening? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Please be safe going home.